Well, we are challenging the results of the election because we do believe that in nearly 60% of the country, there was no election. It was only brigandage arranged by the ruling party by using government agencies of the police, army, immigration, air force, and navy to write results in favor of the president.
Do you have proof of that? Because the international poll observers, including local Nigerian poll observers, said that the election was largely free and fair and credible. So where is this?
No, they didn't say it is. They didn't say it was credible. They said it was peaceful. Of course, the queuing in most cities was peaceful, but nobody knows. They had not been at the rural areas to see how the results were tampered with. And, of course, there was no observer group that had more than 1,100 observers on the field out of 120,000 polling stations across the country.
Your presidential candidate, former President General Buhari, said that he's not interested in going to court. So why the need for the party to go to court?
Well, Buhari is an individual, and He made this declaration because he had been in court before for 50 months, and he saw that the Nigerian judiciary is not free, and they cannot dispense justice. But we, as a political party, have got the inherent jurisdiction to go to court on behalf of our membership of that political party in Nigeria.
Now, critics of your party are saying that you are just wasting Nigeria's resources by going to court because the election has been concluded. Your party was clearly beaten, so you should accept defeat and go on.
Well, I want you to know that we are an opposition party. We don't even have a councillor anywhere in Nigeria. Therefore, it cannot be said that we are wasting government resources by going to court. That is one. This is a privilege guaranteed to us by the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria and the Electoral Act of 2010, which said that whoever is dissatisfied with the results of any election, he can seek redress in the courts of law. Therefore, we are doing this under the Constitution and under the electoral law.
You said the courts are not free. So why go to a court that is not free when you know you're going to lose in the first place?
It is important to expose what had happened during the elections for the world to know that the popular view they held that the election was peaceful, credible, and transparent was not true. Two, that we will also expose the weaknesses of the Nigerian judiciary and that they cannot dispense justice. It is good for the world to know that even if that is what we did, we might have made a big, big, big achievement by helping the Nigerian democracy to grow.
But the international community has congratulated President Jonathan for winning an election that everybody seemed to suggest that was a marked improvement of the 2007. Why the need to challenge?
The elections were neither peaceful nor credible. And you said international community. We are talking of Nigeria and we are talking about Nigerians. And international community can hold their own view, but Nigerians are free to hold a contrary view on this issue. And in this respect, we disagree with the international community, and they themselves have said that they are only talking of the queuing during the elections. They cannot vouch for what had happened in the collection centers or in the rural areas. Therefore, it is for us as Nigerians to prove that it was not credible, it was not free, it was not fair, and it was not peaceful.
Do you have the evidence that will prove your case that the election was not free, that it was not fair, that it was not credible, as you have just said?
We have more than enough evidence to prove that. It is left for the Nigerian judiciary to accept our view. We have captured all the drama on camera. We have captured all the drama in the electoral materials, like the ballot papers, like the result declaration, all over. Therefore, we believe that when we subject these ballot papers into forensic analysis, that is biometric analysis, we are sure that Jonathan did not score more than one quarter of the votes that have been ascribed to him. that he did score. And by that, we can nullify the election.
How confident are you about your success in challenging the results of this presidential election?
Well, confidence, I had told you that we are more than confident because we believe that if there is justice and if the justice system works in Nigeria, that we will excel and we will win.
Your critics are suggesting that your party is just a sore loser and that is why you are making all this noise. What do you say to that?
How can our party be a poor loser? That is not correct. You better know that when we started, we hadn't even a single councillor. Today we had senators, today we had governor, today we had members of the House of Reps, today we have members of the National Assembly. Even if there is nothing, our party is not a loser, our party is a winner in this respect. And mind you, that our party, even by the PDP allocation, came second with 12 million legitimate votes. And which, if there is any election, we could have won the election with those 12 million votes in Nigeria.
Are you therefore saying there was not an election in Nigeria, despite both
there
local
was
and
election in majority parts of Nigeria? Because in the southeast and south, there was no single polling booth where there was a credible election. And in parts of the southwest and in parts of the north central state of Nigeria, the same thing happened.
So what is your message to Nigerians about your party's decision to legally challenge the results?
Well, our message to Nigerians is very, very simple. Our message is that what we are doing it for the sake of Nigerians, not for the sake of our party. That we will stop brigandage, that we want to make sure that every person's vote counts, and that people must have a say in electing their leaders, and that people must have a say in how their government is run, and that their voices must be listened to. That is what we are trying to achieve. And even if we end up in achieving that, we might have helped the system, we might have helped Nigerians. Because as it is now, nobody's vote matters. And that this is why when people get into government, they do what they like, and they don't really care of what is the consequence, because they don't owe their offices to the people.
You said part of the reason why you are challenging the results of the presidential election is because you want to ensure that every vote counts. Now, if you want to ensure that every vote counts, that means there was an election.
I am telling you that when we go and discredit the election, that votes did not count, it means we might have achieved what we have set out to do. This is why we are challenging the elections, because not every vote that counted.